The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Brain tissue is expensive for a body to produce, so it ends up that when times are tough, some primates go with a smaller noodle. Scientists compared orangutans living on the Indonesian islands of Borneo and Sumatra. The ones living in northeastern parts of Borneo, where food supplies were limited, had a smaller brain. The findings suggest that this type of selection could result in smaller brain size in humans as well. A resource-limited environment might in fact influence brains to the point where they are unable to be grown and maintained to the same size as other groups. That is because, compared with other body organs, brain tissue is metabolically costly, requiring massive blood flow and oxygen levels for survival. Therefore, any adaptive benefits from a larger brain must exceed the extra energy required to grow and maintain the larger brain tissue. This brings scientists closer to a good ecological theory of variation in brain size. Such a theory is vital for understanding what happened during human evolution, where, relative to our ancestors, our lineage underwent a threefold expansion of brain size in just a few million years.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.